You are listening to Concert Blast.
I'm Rob from Cincinnati, and you are listening to Concert Blast.
Hi, I'm Angie Esco from Athens, Alabama. You're listening to Concert Blast.
I'm Julie from Cincinnati, and you're listening to Concert Blast.
Hi, I'm Kurt from Cincinnati, and you're listening to Concert Blast.
Hi, I'm Kim from Manchester, Tennessee, and you're listening to Concert Blast.
Hi, I'm Suzanne from Nashville, Tennessee, and you're listening to Concert Blast.
We're the gang from Cincinnati, Ohio, and you're listening to Concert Blast.
This is Mike Arnold along with
Brian Hasbro
and
James Downing.
That's right, it's not Tom Thompson. He's got a special guest here tonight. Tom has actually had plans, but we're here at where? Here at Hootie and the Blowfish, and we have tons of people coming from all over. Who's here from out of town? Sit down, man! People from Nashville are not even showing up tonight, man. It was sold out because of that. You people caused people from Nashville not to be able to come tonight. I hope you're happy. Okay, what's your name? Where are you from?
Nick Palmisano from Cincinnati.
From Cincinnati. Now, Nick, you told me you flew in for this show.
We did.
How many of you?
Six of us.
That's what you call some Hootie and the Blowfish fans, huh?
Yes, there's, we got a couple more back here, too.
Hello back there! Hey, what's your name?
Becca Krumdick.
And where are you from, Becca?
Knoxville, Tennessee.
And you drove in?
Yes.
And your name?
Joe.
From?
Knoxville.
Joe, you thank you, Joe.
Southern pride.
Now, wait a minute. If you were right across the river, you'd be in the South, man.
Joe, you're not from Knoxville. They didn't tote on you.
I'm from Cincinnati, but I call Knoxville home.
No. He's going to fight for the South in the next Civil War, so that's all right.
It's Joe's birthday.
Is it?
This is a big birthday present for me. Best ever.
Everybody on the count of three, say happy birthday to Joe from Knoxville and Cincinnati. One, two, three.
Thank you.
Okay, now, some of your favorite Hootie and the Blowfish songs right here.
One Love.
Waltz With Me.
Tuckerstown.
Hold My Hand.
All right, everybody want to sing Hold My Hand?
Hold my hand. Hold my hand.
Brian, help this lady.
I can't help her at all, man. I was going to say, pretend like you're in the shower, man. Pretend like you're in the shower and nobody can hear you.
Then I would sing One Love.
Okay, let's hear One Love.
What a song, One Love.
Come on.
That's her. She's got one.
Might make a difference.
Showtime's over. I'm sorry.
What?
Turn her off, man.
Thank you.
That's a great song.
But there are other songs. There are other songs, right? Okay, how about your favorite cover song that they do?
Champagne Supernova. Actually, no, it's not. It's Led Zeppelin.
There you go.
It would be Zeppelin, but Champagne Supernova would be the second.
Okay, now where are you from?
Cincinnati, Ohio.
Good grief, where are you from?
Cincinnati.
How come everybody's from Ohio?
Keep going.
Where are you from?
My name's Tommy, this is Katie. I'm from Kentucky, she's from Ohio.
Cincinnati, Ohio.
Oh, good grief, man.
Sorry to hear that.
Hey, welcome to Nashville, Tennessee, everybody.
Thanks.
What's your name?
Dennis.
Dennis, where are you from?
Rhode Island.
Rhode Island. Hey, got you beat. Did you come down here for the show?
Yeah, but not from Rhode Island. So.
From where?
Clarksville.
Oh, that's good enough. Clarksville. How about you? What's your name?
Brian.
Brian, where are you from?
Murfreesboro.
All right! You're getting closer to Nashville. Hey, what's your name?
Dave Murray, Toledo, Ohio.
Ohio?
Ohio.
Brian, they invaded us. What? Another Ohio.
Well, that's when God's people come from Ohio.
There you go. See, I could have worn my Indian shirt again tonight, but I was wearing it last night because the guy from Youngstown made
it. I should have brought my Detroit Tiger shirt.
Oh, no.
Wait a minute now. We're in Toledo. We're only...
Okay, I understand that.
You know, I'm an hour from Detroit.
I know people from Toledo used to go to Detroit to see Cleveland play because they said they could always get a seat up there.
You know what? Now, you know, Cleveland don't sell out no more. They had like 17,000 people there the other night.
They're dumping half the squad, man.
Yeah.
When they get rid of Sabathia, it's all over.
Oh, yeah, y'all can argue all night. Here you go. Listen to yourself argue.
Thank you, sir.
Hey, any Hootie fans down here? Oh, my goodness. Well, James, we're getting ready for Hootie the Blowfish to take the stage here at the Wild Horse.
Yep, they're ready to come out.
Well, that depends. If they take as long as they did back there getting a picture taken.
Yep, never have seen them before. Looking forward to it.
Kind of looking forward to it. I love their songs. They're really big in the 90s, but... You know, what are they doing lately? I don't know.
I don't either.
Since Darius also went country with his country albums he's got out now.
Be interesting to see.
I bet they do his hit single.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Most definitely.
Brian's up there by the soundboard on the second floor. James and I are down here by the stage. Oh, too bad, huh?
Too bad. I hate it.
I don't know why he's up there. Everybody else has got cameras down here. He just can't go through the crowd, right?
Yep. And it is a big crowd tonight.
Well, Elias just went down on the stage, and we'll see how Hootie and the Blowfish is when they take the stage. It looks like I hear the crowd going, so. And they come out on the stage. Darius Rucker's got him a cowboy hat on. We just saw Hootie and the Blowfish, and I was very surprised.
I'd never seen these guys before, and I thought it was just a stand-up, play the song, and say goodnight thing.
Well, it was a party. I felt like I was back in the fraternity house, and everybody knew their stuff, and everybody sang along, and everybody was excited, and it had been sold out for a long time, and it showed with the crowd. Man, they were into it.
They really were, and everybody was singing and standing majority of the time.
So much for the seats they paid for. They were just going to have a good time.
Yeah, I'd hate to think I dropped a couple hundred for a seat and I was standing.
Yeah, I know it. Well, Hootie and Blowfish took the stage when the lights went down, and here comes out the band, and Darius didn't have his signature cap on, but he had what?
He had one of those cowboy hats that fold down toward the front like a crescent moon.
Yeah,
put a crescent moon on your head, and that's what this cowboy hat looked like.
And he looked cool out there as they went into the first song of the night, I Go Blind.
Every time I look at you, I go blind. Every time I look at you, I go blind. Every time I look at you, I go blind. Every time I look at you, I go blind. In the morning I get up and I try to feel alive, but I can't. Every time I look at you,
I tell you, he looked like he was dressing for the Wild Horse that night, wasn't he?
Yeah, yeah, maybe that's why. Nashville, Tennessee, Wild Horse, new career he has, Darius Rucker.
Yeah, because he does have a new solo CD out.
And he was dressed up for the part. He led right into a song called Hey Sister Pretty.
Hey Sister Pretty, your lips are on the city. Everybody's waiting for the honeymoon to end. I'm still trying to stop this thing. From dying, don't forget to kiss before you beat me up again.
It was great harmony in this next tune as they went into the song. Hannah Jane.
One step and tomorrow comes. Two steps and she's off with someone. Three steps and it's all you know. You'll be old, you'll be old, you'll be gone. She'll be gone.
Darius walked up to the microphone and says, this song right here is a Radney Foster song. A song called
Fine Line.
Cause it's a fine line in between right and wrong. Yeah, he's been crossing over that border way too long. He should have seen it coming at him right from the start. Now there ain't no escape from a broken heart.
But it sounded good, didn't it?
It did. I've always liked Radney Foster a lot.
Well, they continued doing other people's stuff when they went into this next song. As they prefaced this, they said, we had an opportunity to be on a Led Zeppelin tribute CD. And that's when they brought in Peter Hallsapple, who actually did a lot of the instruments on stage with them. I was a big fan of the DBs back in the 80s, and I was very familiar with his work. But I didn't know that he was with Hootie and the Blowfish. So he went into the Led Zeppelin song, Hey, Hey, What Can I Do?
I got a woman stay drunk all the time. Yeah, I got a woman that she won't be true, no, no. I got a woman with a ball all day. Whoa, I got a little woman that she won't be true. Hey, hey, what can I do? I got a woman stay drunk all the time.
Then they kind of went into a new territory. They did a little bluegrass, a little segment.
They actually used Peter Hallsapple, and Darius played the mandolin, and they did like a two-step number or something. And this two-step number is called Desert Mountain Showdown.
Robin, Robin in the tree, won't you come down here and rescue me? He said, someplace else I gotta be. You can stand here and hold me for a while. Come on now, hurry down. No time to play around. I need someone to walk this mile. She jumped and said like a child. Puppy's gone and now I see. You gotta capture me to set me free.
I tell you what, Brian, let's let Darius introduce this next song.
Thank y'all. Songs come from a lot of places, and on this tour we brought back some songs we haven't played in a while, and this song never made a record, but we've been playing it all summer. And you guys remember when Jennifer Lopez broke up with Ben Affleck and then she married Mark Anthony like 2 weeks later? Okay, I wrote this song about that.
ride along, come on the back and just hold on strong. Free your mind and I'll sing you a song about a girl who couldn't stand to be alone. She was born in 1975. Her daddy was a drunk, he didn't know that she was even alive. One day she discovered that her smile could move the little boy. Now any day she spends without one is a day she spends without any joy. So I say, come ride along, ride along. Jump on the back and just hold on strong. Free your mind and I'll sing you a song about a girl who couldn't stand to be alone.
A couple days before he played the Wild Horse with Hootie and the Blowfish, Darius did a little stint on the Opry. Darius played one of his solo numbers at the Grand Ole Opry. And Darius chose to play the single
Don't Think I Don't Think About It.
Don't think I don't wonder about. Could have been, should have been all worked out. I know what I felt and I know what I said. But don't think I don't think
about it.
After Darius's solo song that went back into the Hootie and the Blowfish songs, pulled out the song that everybody's familiar with, State Your Peace.
State Your Peace.
From this time on, it was hit, hit, hit. They started this hit series with Let Her Cry.
Let her cry. If the tears fall down like rain, let her sing. If it eases all her pain, let her go. Let her walk right out on me. And if the sun comes up tomorrow, let her breathe.
And they segued right into that with Time.
Can you teach me about tomorrow?
From Time, they went into another song that everybody was familiar with there as they sing along with him, Get Out of My Mind.
Hey, get out of my mind, and you tell me we got things to say. You come around here looking so fine, makes it so hard to walk away. Oh, get out of my head, because that look there could leave me dead. And then you tell me that you love me.
This was a surprise, wasn't it?
Yes, this coming up was.
They pulled an old David Allen Coe song.
You never even call me by my name.
It was all I could do. Came from crying. Sometimes it seems so useless to remain. You don't have to call me darling, darling. You never even call me by my name.
But the old David Allen Coe standard, everybody was singing that. Everybody was having a great time. Even we were singing along with the fans.
We were singing, and you couldn't hardly hear Darius. If you are even a little country, you couldn't help but sing this song.
Listen to some of the clips of people singing this song. Had a great time with that. I was glad to see that they actually took time to do other people's stuff.
And I really didn't mind. Normally it bothers me with a band with a lot of history starts playing other people's stuff. But this was so much fun the way they did it. It was like you're just sitting on your front porch playing a guitar all by yourself and you got about eight other friends with you.
Well, what I also liked was some of the things he put into the song by changing. He says, you don't have to call me Charlie Pride. You don't have to call me all these other names. I'm going, that is funny now. Him going into country music, too, on top of that. They went back to the Hootie and the Blowfish hits, and this next song was called Space.
Seeing inside your eyes, feeling in your soul. A part of you is moving on, the other half is gone. I don't know what you want from me, no, you're logging all inside. I try to give you everything, but there's nothing else that I can hide. We've been trying so long. You've been pushing too hard.
continued those hits as they went into the old favorite, Old Man and Me.
He said, my son, we'll never hurt you, never hold anyone, but you must realize, if you try to stare at doubt, you will win in the end, but you will burn your eyes, but you will burn them. See a million places, see a million faces.
They continue the set with Wishing.
And if you cry, what if I sue away your misery? Wishing it all away with you. Wishing it all you'll have with you. Wish I was here with you and I'd be fine.
They were about ready to close out the night as they went into the big hit, Hold My Hand. They said goodnight. The crowd was very into it. Listen to the crowd. Hootie and the Blowfish leaving the stage saying goodnight. What did you think about Hootie and the Blowfish, James?
They really surprised me. They were good.
Oh, you didn't think it was going to be good?
Oh, I didn't know how good.
The fans' reactions and the number of fans they have, actually.
Yeah.
Mike told me this show has been sold out for a while. What do you think about the show, Brian?
Man, it was quite honestly a lot more than I expected. I was coming here with no expectations at all.
Yeah, it's me.
I had a lot of fun. Tom, you missed it, brother.
Is out there clapping his hands, dancing, spinning around. And here comes the rest of the band. As they came back on stage, they went into the first song of the first encore, Go and Tell Him.
It's also known as the Soup Song.
You can say that you don't think about me late at night, lying in your bed, stirring the soup, and you stop to dream about the time that we had and the time that I said now. Go and tell him you can't see him again.
Then the lead guitarist, Mark Bryan, came to the front of the stage. He has a new CD out, which is called End of the Front, and he got to play his single off of it, which is called
A Fork in the Road.
And we're standing in the middle of a fork in the road with a head full of steam and a sizable load. No indication of which way to go, and I pray.
He said this song is also on a movie soundtrack that's coming out. Super nice guy.
Well, I believe he said, and if you'd like me to autograph this single for you, I'll be right up in the front of the building as you exit.
So he wanted to meet everybody that was at the show. He took his time, talked to everybody, signed autographs, took pictures with everyone. Super nice guy. We wanted to talk to him, but the line was so long.
At any given time, he must have had like 15, 20 people in front of him.
Oh, man. He was just surrounded with people. If the whole band would have done that, that would have been awesome.
Well, if the whole band would have done that, it would have been a fire hazard.
Yeah, that's probably true, too, because there were some true fans there. But to continue on with his review, the next song was another cover song, a song from Oasis.
Champagne Supernova.
Someday you will find me company. The landslide in a champagne supernova.
You know, I'm going to interject this again. This is the one time somebody did a couple cover songs, and it didn't bother me at all.
That's surprising, too.
It really
guys.
Does, because you know how I feel about people doing a bunch of cover songs.
Yeah, I love it. Tom loves it. Brian has a problem with it.
Yeah.
They left the stage again. Listen to this. Hootie and the Blowfish leaving the stage one more time. And let's see if we get a second encore. It's possible that we're going to get two encores out of this tonight. They're turning out the instruments. And when they returned from the stage, they came back with a second encore, the first song. I have no idea what this song is. It's a neat song. It's probably a cover song. But you people out there listening, give us feedback.
She had a husband on her bumper. She had five restless children. She was singing as sweet as a mockingbird in that 40 Connell line. She's the salt of the earth, straight from the bosom of the Baptist church, with a voice like wine, cruising along in that 40 Connell line.
But what was really fun was the last song of the night. And Brian, yeah, I think you were asking me, did they play that yet? I don't remember them playing that. And I'm going, I don't either. They better play it. And of course, we're talking about the B-Head.
Yeah, you got that familiar strumming of the acoustic guitars, which leads into Only Want to Be With You.
Put on a little Dylan, sitting on a fence. I say that line is great, you ask me what it meant by. Said I shot a man in green, took his wife to Italy. She inherited a million bucks, and when she died, came to me. I can't help but if I'm lucky.
About I Only Want to Be With You is how, what they did in the middle of that. They put a little disco riff in there. They did an old song from Kool & the Gang. Everybody was dancing and singing and bopping around. Listen to this.
Get down on it, come on in. Baby, baby, get on in. Get down on it, come on in. You gotta feel it, get on in. I don't wanna dance. I stand it on the wall.
Get your back up off the wall.
Tell me, I ain't gonna do it if you really don't wanna dance. I stand it on the wall.
Get your back up off the wall.
And I heard all the people saying, get down on it, come on in.
Can you believe they pulled that song out of the hopper, man?
I cannot believe it. I loved it, though. I mean, that really ended on a great note, a great show, because they said goodnight, they said goodbye. Listen to the fans. Hootie and the Blowfish leaving the stage. Here's the Wild Horse. And they just put on a long set. Two encores. A nearly two-hour set, James.
They really got some dedicated fans here tonight.
Yeah, they do. I mean, it seems like no one left during the encore
right.
at all. And then everybody came in for the last two encores
right.
and just danced
yeah.
all night. So, how'd y'all think about the show tonight?
Oh, loved
great.
It.
Beautiful.
Oh, great. Y'all have a safe trip back to Ohio.
Oh, Toledo, Ohio.
Ohio last week. We came to Nashville to see them.
What did you think about the show?
Oh, that was great. Good stuff. It's about as good as it can get, especially standing up there.
Right up front, close.
Right up front. I got Nux from Darius tonight.
I saw that. I saw you do that. Hey, did you like the show?
I loved the show. It was
all right.
Awesome.
What was your favorite part?
I was impressed. I heard their like first couple albums, and that's about all I've heard of them. But
one of the first couple albums was
yeah,
Got Them Rolling.
Right. But they were good.
Well, see, I figured they just stand there and play their song.
Yeah.
But I mean, they moved around around the stage. They got the crowd into it, and they kept playing song after song after song. I was expecting there was no talking to the crowd hardly at all, other than going and introducing the next song.
What I liked also was everybody was like in a party mode. What did you think about the show?
It was great. We had a great time.
Did you? I saw you singing every song, man.
Everyone, we're super fans.
Super fans from Knoxville, Cincinnati.
We're going to spend the night here tonight, I think. We had that good a time.
All right, man. Take care of yourself. What did you think about the show tonight?
I thought it was fabulous. Absolutely fabulous.
You guys tell me the best part for you.
The best part was the last part.
I agree. What do you think about that show all night long? The whole night was fun, huh?
Absolutely. I mean, they had a mix of their stuff. They did a little bit of country stuff. They did a little bit of Darius stuff, a little bit of Mark Bryan stuff.
Yeah.
And a couple little covers, like I said, which I didn't mind this time, which is very unusual because I'm usually ready to kill when I hear covers.
Yeah, especially when they don't play their hits. But they covered most all their big famous hits. And that's what I liked. I appreciated them doing all their stuff, plus other people's stuff, plus solo stuff. I really liked that.
The sound was incredible the whole night. It was great. It was great. They put on a lot more exciting show than I was expecting.
The backup vocals were phenomenal.
Oh, yeah, they were. They had a very beautiful, full sound. They had, it looks like they brought on their own stage set, some of their own lighting. It's kind of unusual the way the stage was laid out. They had, like, big Afghan carpets all over the stage, I guess.
Oh, yeah,
I guess so they wouldn't slip and slide on that. It's basically an old wooden dance stage.
And Darius looked neat in his cowboy hat. He looked neat as he was kind of dancing and singing at the same time, too.
It's kind of strange to see a guy with a cowboy hat, that Crescent Moon cowboy hat, playing a Flying V Gibson.
I also prefer him not playing at all, because when he wasn't playing, he was from one end of the stage to the other, getting everybody high fives, swinging and spinning around, having a good time. I mean, I really liked him as a front man when he wasn't playing an instrument.
Well, which he has the opportunity to do now because he's doing that solo tour.
But he could be playing the acoustic, I don't know.
Oh, yeah.
So anyway, if you were going to rate this show, well, I'll have to take a half a point off of some of the mild profanity that Darius Rucker used and some then some songs. So I will give it an 8.6.
I will have to give it a 9.4, mainly because it surprised me. And I was pleasantly shocked at every little turn they took away from strictly their music. I was very much into the show the whole time. They really tried to bring the crowds into their show.
We hope you enjoyed this show and all of our shows, actually. Get on to concertblast.com, see some of the pictures that we took. We also want to thank everybody who was there, who signed up for our email list. Man, I tell you what, there were some friendly fans around us.
Well, everybody was having such a good time. That's what makes it so easy to talk to people. And speaking of talking to people and getting on our website and voting for us, if you want to get on concertblast.com, please go over to the Podcast Alley, which is in your upper right-hand corner. Click on that. Register to vote for us. If you haven't registered to vote for us, please send in the email confirmation so your vote will count. We sure appreciate that.
And also send us an email, let us know what you thought about this show and all of our shows. It was wonderful to meet all the people who were there. The man who was there taking the pictures, it was great to meet you, the both of you that were there. And I really enjoyed all the people who flew in from Cincinnati to see the show, too. They surprised me. There was a lot of people that came in from out of town for this show. A lot of people signed up for the meet and greet, which is big dollars.
Oh, yeah. It's not cheap to get in a meet and greet nowadays.
Yeah, but the show sold out in like a week or two. I couldn't believe how fast the tickets went. I didn't know it would sell that fast.
Oh, yeah. Again, Wild Horse is a three-tiered club, and they were packed in all the way to the rafters.
A lot of fun that night. Thank you, everybody who spoke to us, and all the people who recognized us from other shows and came up and said hi to us. thank you for allowing us to have such a good time.
And also thank you, Mike and Jennifer and the staff of the Wild Horse. Again, everybody is delightful to work with.
Thanks for James Downing for providing the photos. Sorry to hear about Brian's computer.
We'll get back on track. I've got the information. It's just going to cost me a lot of money to retrieve it.
So I don't know if he's going to retrieve it or not.
Lessons learned.
Yeah.
Move on.
Yeah, so here we go. Thanks again, everybody. This is Mike signing off.
And Brian signing off. And for Tom, who couldn't be with us tonight, thank you from Concert Blast.
God bless you. And as Tom would say, woo!
I want to thank you for letting me be myself again.
I get the bow.
You get the low boo.
How low can you go?